Guy's on the phone with me, my best friend in the whole world. He's my son. This is Tyler. He's the director of our Passion Play in Denver. He's our web administrator. All the stuff you see on our website at passion-play.org. Tyler helps to, he doesn't help to, he coordinates all of that. So we try to throw him lots of content. Sometimes that's a challenge, but he keeps it moving over there. Tyler, how you doing today, my friend?
Hey, doing great. How you guys doing down there?
You know what? We're having a great day here and excited about where we're going with this this couple of days of broadcasting. It's a Vision Beyond 2020. But, buddy, you have been there for more than, 35 years. You've been a part of the ministry with us. We drug you along when you were just a little kid. And here you are. You've seen it everywhere in the world. Well, just take a minute to, talk about, as we got to 2020 this year and we were shutting down the Passion Play for the first time. I think maybe you can speak to that with a different heart than anybody else who's going to be on here today. Would you share that with us?
Oh, man. Yeah, it was such a bummer, right? We'd had a great couple of years down at Denver First Church, and we were so excited that this year we were back downtown at a church in the city there with our friends there off of 16th, kind of in the heart of downtown right there, just east of Capitol Hill. And it's a place we'd been for a number of years previously, and we were so excited to be back down there. And we were just about a week and a half away from getting everything out of the truck and getting the stage set up and getting the props moved in. And that was when I think from remembering correctly, like the night before practice was when the NBA called it and said they were going to cancel their season. And the next day, the governor had had a press conference and, started putting out orders about restrictions on sizes of gatherings and these types of things. And, it became pretty apparent pretty quickly, especially once we chatted with our buddies over there at the church, that this was going to be something that, in light of those restrictions, was just not going to be able to take place this year with everything going on. So it was the kind of thing where, after that phone call, sat down, took a deep breath, let out a really long sigh, and fired up the old email client, and wrote an email to our cast. I was really jealous of the group down there in Farmington. You guys were able to come together one more time and kind of have one last practice and kind of say what was going on, and at least see everybody one more time and hug it out before everyone went their separate ways. And we just kind of felt like it ended.
We'll let that ring, and I can edit that out.
We'll fix it in post, right?
I forgot about that. Hasn't rung all day.
People want to come skating, man.
Okay, can you pick it up where you were?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, but we were, you guys had one last practice you got to have down there in the Four Corners and get everyone together and kind of, face the situation and go your separate ways after, a hug or a social distance high five or, whatever the case might have been. But it kind of felt like we had this great season taken off. A lot of people really excited to be back downtown, a lot of excitement from the community being back downtown, and just kind of ended in a thud. We just we never got to see it through, and that's something that we're not used to. And anytime we've started, we've always seen it through to the end. And it's you're not done till it's back in the truck for another year, right? It's kind of how it goes. But we never got to that point. It really kind of still feels like the year is kind of stuck in neutral, sort of stuck at the end of mid-March, right?
Mm, it does, in so many ways. And I remember your phone call to me, Tyler. I mean, I've been on a lot of phone calls with you, celebrating things together, struggling. We've been there in a lot of different situations, a father-son kind of situation. But your call to me to let me know, not going to happen this year. First time in 35 years it wasn't going to happen. And, of course, we were all finding that out at the same time. So here we are. We're on the other side of that. We went through March. We went through April. First time in 35 years, no presentation of the Passion Play at any of our host communities anywhere in the world. And we're finding another way to go forward. Can you talk for just a minute about what took place with our Easter presentation?
Yeah, so I sort of had a night or two there sitting around feeling sorry for myself and kind of bad that we, didn't get a chance to take the stage. And, that old saying, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Just kept kind of pounding in the back of my head. And, you know, I sat down and started going through some of the things that we had, just sitting around the videos, going through old DVDs and seeing, some of the video we've got, you know, in digital format from our friends down in Venezuela or from other cities, and kind of started taking a look and thinking through what it might look like to piece together one combined presentation. Right. Using all of that video. So, you know, we had a couple of years back our Passion Next presentations we did for our 30th year, mm-hmm. where we had sort of a traveling band of Jesus actors that went from town to town, you know, from the Four Corners and from South Africa and from India. And we got to go tell the story together. Yep. Throughout the night, and spent a lot of time watching and rewatching the copies of the play that I had, and sort of trying to figure out, you know, okay, how would you even cut this play apart? So sort of tried to take it setting by setting and say, okay, if we have the upper room where the Last Supper takes place and also the remembering scene, we're going to do that from one city. If we're going to Pilate in one place, we're going to go to Pilate at that city every time. So once we started kind of breaking it down that way, it was just like, well, what's the right way, you know, which singer, which actor, how do we make the transitions work? And then cutting together the pieces on the end to kind of put it all together. And I'll tell you, I've made a couple of little videos, you know, sort of app promotional videos for work or presentations, sort of like training videos for how to use some of the apps we build. But I had never cut together like a feature length film. It was it was a pretty surprising undertaking. I have an entirely new appreciation for that, and I was already pretty in awe of it as it was. But you know, we opened the play up with our buddies in Venezuela, which is such a great way to start with you know, the national orchestra playing with them, and you know, their costumes and just the faces, the acting, everything just really just brought a lot of excitement to me starting down there. So I speak, you know, Passion Play Spanish, having worked with the play up here in yeah. Spanish, and done in Honduras with our friends there. So my Passion Play Spanish is pretty good, but I know that there's folks out there like yourself that speak a little bit of Spanish and maybe not much Spanish at all.
Yeah,
so,
that's us.
You know, and this would be something we might want to show in Latin America or other places too. So I went ahead and made the decision that we were going to do captions for the entire movie, for there the entire length of the play. And you know, you can get some auto captions from YouTube, but especially when it's a live theater performance like this, it could be kind of difficult to mic. You know, it's different from doing it in like a studio setting where you've got mics set up for every actor. You know, we have sometimes teams of up to 200. So we learned a lot putting together that video and put it out there, and it was really neat to see some of the feedback coming from folks where they were feeling like they were going to be missing something at Easter, not being able to go see the play. But there were people, you know, gathering rather than coming to see us in person. They were getting their family together on their couch or sharing it with their friends or doing watch parties and, you know, watching the play and going, hey, you know, we do this here. I had no idea what it looked like in Cape Town or what it looked like in Denver. And it was really neat to see people, you know, see that resonate with people and have them understand that, oh, you know, we hear about these other cities, but here's people actually doing this, and we're really all doing the same thing together. It was really neat to see how
that
those pieces could just fit.
That guy's wearing my costume. He's playing my part in a different city. Same thing,
yeah.
Coming from all those different cities. It was from that project that went on our website on Good Friday on Facebook. It was from that project that we have come here today to our Vision Beyond 2020. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to head back to some music. We're going to play a little bit here today, but we're inviting you to go to the phones today at 505-327-7202. 505-327-7202. Join us today. Will you partner with us in our Vision Beyond 2020? The exciting part of where we're going with this whole vision just ahead. Don't miss it.